Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Fog.
54 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Fog.
54 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Updated weather. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Fog.
54 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Fog.
54 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0500 hours.
Fog.
54 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Fog.
54 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0700 hours.
Fog.
54 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0800 hours.
Fog.
54 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Fog.
55 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Dense fog advisory. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Fog.
55 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Cloudy.
58 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Cloudy.
58 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Cloudy.
58 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
58 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 70 degrees.
Flood warning. With multiples.
KC8YBF mobile.
KC8YBF, KC8BOA.
Good evening, Rick. How was your day? I'm getting out late again.
Well, I had to pick a couple of grandkids this morning because their school was flooded out. So, the days kind of slid by fast. Did not accomplish anything I was setting out to do.
Yeah, with me, I didn't get anything accomplished because work got in the way. But that's the way it is. I see gas has come down a little bit, 369 out here at Flying J. Although I probably won't be buying any gas from them anymore just for the fact of everything. But their premium is now E15 fuel. So the old van won't take it. This Impala is flex fuel, but even with that, they don't recommend the E15, so have to find other gas stations.
Let's see if I can make it out. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, that was on HD. Let's go to HD. Yeah, a lot of the gas stations are running E15 since Biden made that legal some time ago. And you have to watch the report and find out what's going to be running E15.
Well, all stations are supposed to go to E15. It's illegal. They said the article that I read said it's illegal during the summer. But because of the war and fuel or gas, and or oil, I should say, that they're making an exception. So May 1st, all gas stations are supposed to go to E15, at least for regular. But I see that also the mid-grade at Flying J is the same way. So for the old motorcycle, unless they said it's supposed to be a temporary thing, unless they take it back, I won't be able to ride the motorcycle because I'm not putting premium in it.
What about the 100% gasoline sold out at the gas station on Michigan?
A lot of them, except that basically all of them are supposed to switch. I'm not doing rec fuel in them either. That's not designed for the bikes either. They are designed for the unleaded, just not at E15.
I Over to TC, YVF, TC, VOA.
Sorry, Rick, I must have doubled with you. I said, unfortunately, I said, I can't use premium in the bikes either. I'm not spending that amount for them. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do for fuel this year. Like I said, it's supposed to be a temporary thing, which I hope it is. Because if not, like I said, the old motorcycle can't use it at all. And even my old van can't use it. So there's two vehicles out of commission right there.
Yeah, I would expect the gasoline prices probably 2 months yet before things change back around. It takes some time.
Rick, was there another station in here besides the two of us?
Someone jumped in there. I almost saw my Clayton, but I'm not sure. He's EPOA.
Okay, yeah, I didn't hear a call sign. I doubled with you, I think, there. I didn't hear a call sign on the other station. I'm thinking, well, that's not your voice. Who else is in there? So there's another station in there. Go ahead.
KDHCV, won't cars run on rec fuel?
No, they're not really designed for it. At least not the ones that I own. They are designed for unleaded fuel, but not rec fuel. I mean, you could run it in it, but it's extremely expensive. So I'm not putting 27 gallons of rec fuel in the old van. That would cost me about $200.
You're saying something about premium? A lot of cars aren't designed for premium.
That's right. Again, it's designed for what the vehicle's for, so they're eliminating a couple of my vehicles. Back over to you, Rick, and this is KC1VF.
Okay, yeah, and the more alcohol in it, the more corrosive it gets to be, and your vehicle requires a lot more alcohol than it does gasoline to run. So the higher the, just when the wife put the E85 in her Jeep, she goes through that so quick it wasn't funny. And then the other problem is small fuel ups and other things can cause your vehicle to be confused on the amount of alcohol content in the fuel and cause it to run poorly and have very bad gas mileage. ETVOA.
It's over to you, Clayton. Go ahead.
So what are we supposed to do for our cars? Because a lot of cars aren't designed for that. E15 is, if you're not a flex fuel design engine, it's toxic.
Yeah, you got to check your manufacturers. My Impala is a E85, so supposedly it'll work it, and what they're saying on the pumps is that nothing before 2001. But I read an article yesterday that Stellantis, so Chrysler, Dodge, Plymouth, basically, said no E15 fuel at all in any of their vehicles, no matter what age it is. Some vehicles say it has to be 2013 or newer. So it said contact your, look up for your vehicle from the manufacturer to what fuel it is supposed to run. It's going to screw things up. So, yeah, they're trying to lower gas prices. They said using E15 will lower the gas to down 25 cents, but several gas stations have already gone to the E15, and I haven't seen 25 cents come off that price because of it. It's the same price. So, again, it's a gimmick. It's the government trying to make themselves look better because they screwed things up. And now they want us to pay for it, basically. By the way, Clayton, I got both of your projects up on the club website, link to the videos and that, and there's also a link if anyone's interested. It'll email Mike if they're interested in doing the project or getting more information. So I got that up a few days ago. Back over to you, Rick, KCAYBF.
Yeah, so the higher the alcohol content in the fuel, the more fuel you're going to go through because the alcohol requires twice as much as gasoline does. So, yeah, you're going to save a little bit maybe in the cost, but you're going to spend more in reduced gas mileage. And we'll turn it over to Clayton. Go ahead and pick it up. Keep feeding me away.
Well, for people that only own one car and their car is strictly unleaded only, I don't know what they expect us to do. We can't exactly go out and buy a new vehicle. So, I don't know. You guys might want to get some ethanol shield.
Yeah, something, that's for sure. The other thing they were saying, at least, it screws up gaskets and rubber parts, another thing. So the more alcohol in there, if the engine's not designed for it, it screws up internal parts. It also gets, I'm going to call it sugary, basically, but it also gums things up. So I put a tank full of it in the old van. I'm almost burned through it. But I've had some problems now, so it's kind of like, is that coincidence, or is that because I put in basically 20-some gallons of E8, E15 in a vehicle that wasn't designed to take it? So I'm not sure on that one or not. But, yeah, this is, again, yeah, they authorized this, but, yeah, you're going to eliminate vehicles that have older cars that can't take it. This is their only vehicle, and you can't put that in. So the only fuel you'll be able to use is premium, which is a higher octane, so you're going to pay more for it. Most cars will run on it, unless specified otherwise, but most cars will run on it. It's just you're getting higher octane, and you're going to pay, you know, a buck or two more to, you know, per gallon to fill your tank then because of this. So As a couple of people have said, it's kind of like I'd rather pay the higher price for the gas and not screw up everything. The other thing, you can't run it in lawnmowers, any equipment like that, generators. So in that case, you're going to have to go with either premium or with rec fuel in the generators and lawn equipment, my lawnmowers and that. And again, that gets very costly. So I would rather pay 20 cents more for regular unleaded than have to pay a buck or $2 more for premium or rec fuel to do the same thing. Doesn't make sense. Back over to you, Rick.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think ethanol shield is an answer. It's a pretty expensive bottle and doesn't go that far. I do put ethanol... I use that ethanol shield in my gasoline instead of using the other one. So that's what I use to help keep the gasoline from going stale. But yeah, there's not an easy answer. There's just not. It's expensive no matter how you slice and dice it.
The ethanol shield, the main point behind using that is not to protect from ethanol, it protects you from water. The stuff is like magic. It absorbs the water and the gas and allows it to be burned off without causing damage to your motors. I use it for my small engine appliances. And Evo, that makes electric lawnmowers, is having their buy one, get free battery sale again this year. It's a really good lawnmower.
Yeah, I use stable and all that, and the motorcycles and the generators and everything else. I still use regular gasoline, but I'm using the stable in it. Because sometimes, especially during the winter months and that, because they're not getting used, but during the summer I go through the gas quick enough that I don't really have to worry about it. So, well, it looks like I'm going to have to get out and clean the neighbor's out here, it's all plugged full of leaves. The water won't go down the drain here at the curb. So I guess I'm going to have to go over. I got new neighbors, and I don't know what their thoughts are as far as trying to keep up with stuff like that. Our road's been flooded here. It's not at the moment, but it's turned all to mud because they hadn't cleaned the drain, and the water couldn't get into it. So probably take a shovel, go clean that up tonight, too. So, all right, guys, I just pulled into the driveway. I'm going to let you go. We'll talk to you later. KC8YVF, back over to you, Rick.
Very good there, Ron. Yes, I have two neighbors that I end up cleaning the catch bases off, and both of them there beside the road because neither one of them cleaned it out. And FYI, the name tags came in today, so we have our name tags for the anniversary. KCBOA, over to KCB.
I don't know what else to say on that topic. I just feel like civilians are getting screwed, and the rich people are lying in their pockets because they're not going to lower the cost. All they're doing is selling at the same price but selling less of it. So, I don't know. But, yeah, KEACB 73.
Rick, also just one note before I jump out of here. I listened to the last round. The Pens came in yesterday, too. They shipped from China on the 14th. They arrived yesterday. So I've never had anything. They came UPS rather than China Post or whatever. So, but those are here as well. So KC8YVF clear 73, guys.
Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 69 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 69 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 69 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 62 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear, 62 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples.